This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to welcome back Leo Stubbing from Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel, where he unpacks the latest pop, dance, and throwback bangers with a queer twist. Leo, we're excited to chat with you as always, but even more so today.
I love a good banger.
Yeah.
The sausages before. How you are?
I'm well, thank you, but I'm very excited because you're going to, and I know you're going to delay it so that we wait even longer, but you've got three divas that have come together.
Yes, I have. But before we get to that.
Okay, all right, okay.
There's a couple of albums out this week which are at the top of the list for music fans. The first one is by New Zealand singer-songwriter Lord. This is from her fourth studio album, Virgin, which is online in store today. 11 new tracks from Lord. And this track of Chosen One is probably the most commercial on the album. Mm-hmm. This is Shifter. I'll kick you out.
One, it sounds like a potential radio hit. It's pop driven, a bit sleek. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I really like that one from Lord. She is amazing. She's a Kiwi like myself, so I've got a bit of a soft spot for Lord.
Of course.
But the next one, Warren, is the second album that I think most fans of divas were wanting to get this weekend. And that is the brand new album from the diva herself, Ms. Barbra Streisand. Now, the new album is called The Secret of Life, Partners, Volume 2. Now, this album features duets. Okay, we played one a few weeks ago with Hosier, a brilliant track. She's also worked with the likes of Sam Smith, Josh Groban, Paul McCartney, Seal, Bob Dylan. So you know the album's going to be top tier as far as songs and vocals go. But she's teamed up with not one, but two divas. All right. So I'm talking about Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow. That's like three generations, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Barbara's for the old divas like me. And it was Mariah.
And me. Course, and Gary.
Yes. But, yeah, this is also co-produced. Bit of interesting fact here. This track was co-produced by Walter Afanasieff. Now, you may think, who is Walter Afanasieff? He co-wrote and produced all of Mariah's big hits in the 90s. Hero, One Sweet Day, Without You, all those big ballad numbers, Love Takes Time. So produced by Walter Afanasieff. So he co-produced this track. This is brand new, Barbra Streisand, Mariah Carey, and Ariana Grande. A bit of an extended snippet.
And one first heart, play.
One heart, one voice. Yeah.
Oh, Oh, Leo, I got goosebumps. Mm. I love it.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It is absolutely amazing. Do you know what? It does something to Ariana Grande's voice as well. I don't know.
It's yeah. Sort of, when I first heard this track this morning at like 4 a.m. when my partner woke up, because I'm not really a massive fan of Ariana Grande, but her voice on this track is just beautiful.
Yeah.
She does underutilize her voice. She's got a really good voice, but she doesn't use full advantage, I don't think. So I really love this track. It's a gorgeous track. It's 5+ minutes long. So if you love your divas, check out Barbara's new album. It's called The Secret of Life, Partners Volume 2, featuring that duet with Mariah and Ariana Grande.
I'm always looking for a longer song when I need a toilet break here on Drive, so that'll be perfect. Let's ask the experts what they thought of it from Low Res Choir. Gary first.
Oh, that was beautiful. Just smooth and just perfect. It was just a soulful sound, and the joining of those voices and the harmonising was just, I was clutching my pearls all the way through.
Bo?
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I am an Ariana stan. I love her, particularly since Wicked, so beautiful to hear her in there. Really nice.
Lush harmonies, I would say.
Yeah, and a bit of a challenge for your music director. Will he add this track to Daytime?
I reckon he will.
I don't think he will. But you never know.
It might appear.
A diva ballad on Joy at Daytime like that.
Exactly. We love our ballads. Well, Warren needs a toilet break now and then, so. Leo, but that's not it. You've got other stuff for us as well.
Diva. Now, this one has been remixed a few times over the years. This is the new 2025 remix by Aussie DJ Teddy Cream. Of course, Marsha Hines with You. Now, Marsha is touring in November with her Marsha Sings Summer show, the music of the late Donna Summer. And joining her is Casey Donovan. So get your tickets now from marshahines.com.au. All the info's there. But let's check out the brand new remix from Teddy Cream. This is You by Marsha Hines.
Leo, I could see all of us spinning around on the dance floor to that.
I think that one's going to be on the Joy playlist next week.
It's probably already there. Experts, what do you reckon?
I'm obsessed. Yeah, great beat.
Gary?
Fantastic. Yeah, great beat to it and just zhushes it up a little bit.
Now, Leo, we always finish the segment, of course, with a throwback. What have you picked for us today?
Now, this is kind of related to what I did on Monday. I haven't told you this, but on Monday, I went out to the set of Neighbours.
Out in Nunawading.
I had a guided tour of the sets inside the building, and I saw, you know those old stairs from Prisoner?
Oh, yes. Did you see those?
Yes. I saw all the props, all the costumes, and I had a guided tour with the fabulous Sally Ann Upton, of course, played Juicy Lucy on Wentworth and currently on Neighbours as Vera Punt. So she took me around the whole building. I ran into a few of the actors, including Stephen Dennis, but that they do such a massive, great job out there. Neighbours is finishing soon, which is really, really tough for the local industry. So if you love Neighbours, if you haven't watched Neighbours for a while, this is a good time to jump back in because, as the headlines before said, there's a gay storyline at the moment with a throuple situation.
Oh.
with Alan and two of his hot boyfriends. So now's a good time to check out Neighbours 4 p.m. on Channel 10.
We will have to.
It's really good.
Leo, do you know, when I used to go to school nearby there and I would go afterwards and watch them film it, but do you know what else was in that building? The Fox FM studios when they first started in the 80s. And I used to go and hang out. Is it still there? Did you find them?
Well, it's a massive building. And the thing is, there is a massive back lot with all the sets and there's all the grounds. There's like the lake and everything. And they filmed like Young Talent Time out there back in the 80s and 90s and Prisoner and now Neighbours. It's a massive, massive part of Melbourne. And to see it go is just devastating. But if you're on social media, hashtag save Neighbours. We need to save this for our local industry. It employs great actors and behind-the-scenes crew. It's fantastic.
Leo, what's the song we're going out with?
I thought we'd go with a bit of a blast from the past from 1988. Now, Jason Donovan, of course, played Scott Robinson in the show. This song was number 3 in Australia, number 5 in the UK, from the album 10 Good Reasons, which was the highest-selling album of the UK in 1989. Bit of Jason Donovan, nothing can divide us.
Oh, fantastic. Leo, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll catch you again next week. Where do we catch you in the meantime?
Thanks, darling. Our Sound Museum AU on YouTube. I've got heaps of great YouTube videos, including my behind the scenes visit on Neighbours. You can check out on YouTube channel. And yeah, so check it out.
Fantastic. Catch you next week, Leo Stubbing.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.